This morning's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. The body is a unit, though it is made of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made of many, of one part, but of many.
Good morning. You know what I was thinking about this week? You don't care? I was thinking about joining a gang. Not personally, but I was thinking about how people do that. And it's really strange in a way that they would do that. Because of what you have to go through to get in, the initiation. Sometimes you're required to commit a crime, crimes that a lot of those folks don't want to commit. Sometimes you're required to get beat up to prove your character. Sometimes even more horrible things than that. The Los Angeles Police Department, would you just click on the president? Thank you. Oh. Just do whatever you want. I'll go on without you. The Los Angeles Police Department, on their website, they have a list of reasons why people join gangs. And one of the reasons they give is that they join gangs because they push the button and the Prezi still won't work. Could you just click on that Prezi and see if that'll do it? Oh, it did it. One of the reasons is fellowship and brotherhood. To the majority of gang members, the gang function as an extension of the family and may provide companionship lacking in the gang member's home environment. They do it because they want connection. They want to belong. Most of us in school probably had to study about Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of needs, with the idea being there's some basic needs, and if you have the need for food met and you have the need for safety met, then the next most basic need is the need for love and belonging. It's something God put in us. We need a place to belong. So I've got good news and bad news this morning. The good news is that one of the best gifts you can give people is the gift of acceptance. Accept one another as Christ accepted you, Paul says in Romans 15. The bad news is you can't count that as a Christmas present. You're still going to have to buy something. And this is something that we need to be doing all the time, offering people the gift of acceptance. In this chapter, Paul uses the comparison of a human body to say no matter what kind of body part you are, you're a part of the body. You fit. You belong. And I'm going to talk about that today. You're welcome. Sorry. Okay, so the first thing is there is a sameness about us, and that's why we're welcome. That's why we fit. It's because we were all baptized by one Spirit, we all received that same Spirit, and we all form one body. That's the gist of the passage that Vance read. We all belong. In the New Testament, baptism is an immersion in water with faith in Jesus as a response to His grace that is the culminating act whereby we receive forgiveness and we receive salvation and we receive the Holy Spirit and we are made a part of the church, which He is here comparing to a human body. Now, there's a lot of diversity, too. He mentions some ethnic diversity, Jew and Gentile. He mentions some social diversity, slave and free. Throughout the chapter, he mentions difference in our spiritual abilities and gifts. But in spite of all those differences, we are all apart because we've had the same baptism, we've received the same Spirit, and we're a part of the same body, the body of Christ. And because of that, we are welcome. But sometimes a body part will start to feel inferior. They will start to feel like they don't belong. Now, I know I get a little suspicious, too, when people start, you know, especially religiously, when they start saying they heard a voice. But my foot spoke to me last night. And my foot said, well, I'm not a hand, and therefore I don't belong to the body. And I replied with my vast wisdom, foot, thanks for bearing your soul. And then my foot said, now I really don't feel like a part of the body, you know. But that's exactly what he says here. If you keep reading in verse 15, now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. A lot of people would think their hands are more important than their feet. I get that. But hopefully we don't have to make that choice. We need both hands and we need both feet. And besides, and I promise this will be the last one, when you step on the brake, you're putting your life in your foot's hand. I'm trying to help the feet feel important here. Bear with me. All right, so you get it right. Now, sometimes the hands make the feet feel less important, or at least that's what we want to say. And I'm gonna talk to the hands in a minute, okay? But for now, I want to talk to the feet, and I want to talk to the ears. Verse 16, and if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. I want to talk to us when we feel like we don't fit and we feel like we don't belong. And yeah, I know some people make it hard. I'm going to talk to those people in a minute. But first I want to talk to us when we don't feel like we fit. And we don't feel like we belong. Because ultimately, we're responsible for our own feelings. Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Now, I know it's hard. I get that. I'm going to talk to those people in a minute. I get that. But I want to ask you to believe the truth of God. And the truth of God is that if you've been baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit, then you've received the Holy Spirit. You are a part of the body. And even if you feel like you're not a part, you're still a part. Besides, as he will go on to say, if the whole body were one big eyeball, that wouldn't work out so good. And the hands can't drive the car without the feet. Now, maybe you wish you were something besides what you are, but God, this text will go on to say, has arranged the parts of the body just the way he wanted them to be. That's the work of God. And the truth of God that I want to ask you to believe, even when you feel differently, even when those other parts may try to make you feel differently, I want to ask you to believe that you belong, that you are welcome, that you are a part. And that's my main point. So I'm going to go into this a little bit, and I'm going to give some examples. And these are kind of small because there's a bunch of them, but maybe you can jot a couple of them down, a little space we gave you there in the notes. I want you to know you are a part no matter what your age is. I want to say again that our body here has been lacking in young adults. We've had some. We haven't had a proportionate amount. And so we've tried to put some emphasis on that. In fact, we've looked at ourselves to see if we were doing anything to make young adults feel like they're not welcome. But right now I want to talk to you, if you are here as a young adult, and say the truth of God is you fit, you belong, you're welcome, you're needed, you have something to offer, and we want you here. Now, just like, and this is actually a little more true, my knee did speak to me, not with words, but, you know, your knee gets to hurting, and when there's a part of your body that's not what it should be, you treat it with special care. And a part of what that means when it's a knee is you limp. And when you limp, your left leg does some extra work for the sake of your right leg. And then what happens to your left leg? It starts to hurt. Okay? And in the same way, I think that's happened some, as we have said repeatedly, we want young adults to feel welcome here. And the older folks are the left leg, and they say, well, what are we? Chopped liver? Are you saying we don't need us? No, we're not saying that. I want to say very clearly, if you're an older person, we need you. I was at a Christmas party Friday night. It was a group of ministers and wives, and before they said the prayer, they said, no talking about church. So one of the ministers is telling me about his neighbor that has a 25-year-old pressure cooker that cooks things really, really well, and they come out good. And if you get a brand new pressure cooker, it's good, but it's just not the same. And I said, yeah, 25 years of experience gives you a richness and a depth that you couldn't get otherwise. And he said, yeah, these pressure cookers are good. So I guess I was talking about church, but my point is, if you're older, you've got some things to offer that are extremely valuable. And by the way, if you're the forgotten middle-aged child, you know, the middle child gets over, we need you too. And if you're a kid, we need you too. No matter what age you are, you are welcome, and we need you. Same is true of gender. Now, this one's a little trickier, because most churches have more females than males. I think that's true of us, too. I didn't double-check, but I think that's true. And yet the females are the ones that are more likely to feel like they don't fit and they don't belong. There's a variety of reasons for that. I'm not going to fix that problem today, okay? But I do want to say to you that if you are a female, we want you here. We need you here. We believe you know things. We believe you grasp things better than the guys do sometimes. I could give you some specific examples of that, but I want to keep working here, so I'm not going to do that. Women have a lot to offer, and you are very welcome here. And I want to say, although this is jumping ahead, no matter what kind of woman you are welcome here. You don't have to be a beautiful woman to be welcome here. You don't have to be a successful woman to be welcome here. If you're a woman, you're welcome here. Now, again, the guys might think, well, what about me? Yeah, you're welcome here, too. Okay? Both genders are welcome here. I want to say it again about race or ethnicity. Race has to do with biology and usually manifests itself with certain physical characteristics. Ethnicity has to do with culture. This one's a little tricky, too, because the majority ethnicity of San Antonio is Hispanic, but it's not the majority in our church. And so I want to say again, no matter what race you are, no matter what color you are welcome here. You have something to offer. You may have something to offer because you're a human being. You may have something to offer because of your particular race or because of your particular ethnicity. But no matter what differences there are, you're welcome here, and we want you. Now, sometimes some of those people may be putting up bear. I'm going to talk to those people. I'm going to give them a talking to. You just wait. All right. Now, these three things are all things that we have absolutely no choice about. No choice at all. God made us the way He wants us to be. Now, I'm going to give you a whole long list. I won't go into all of these. Some of these are things we do have a choice about. Actually, this is the list of things that I couldn't tell for sure if you have a choice or you don't have a choice. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But let's talk about some more. Amount of money. Whether you have a lot of money, an average amount of money, or a little bit of money, you are welcome here. Whether you have a fantastic job or don't have a job, you're welcome here. Whether you love your job or hate your job, you're welcome here. That difference doesn't matter to us. There's room for Republicans and Democrats. Sometimes you can feel like, wow, everybody else here is a Republican. I mean, that's how it is here. There's more Republicans than Democrats. So a Democrat might feel like they're not welcome. There are churches in other places where more of the people are Democrats, and the Republicans are welcome there. Everybody's welcome. By the way, that's not what we come together for. That's not what we're doing here. But that difference does not exclude you. If you're a newbie or an oldie, new to Christ or old, new to Northwest or old, new to the churches of Christ or old, doesn't matter. You are welcome here. If you're a baby boomer, if you're a Gen X, if you're a millennial, if you're a World War II, if you're a Gen Z or whatever we're going to call that generation, doesn't matter. You are welcome here. If you are highly educated or you don't have education, you are welcome here. Don't forget there's different kinds of smarts. There's not just school smarts. There's people smarts. And there's art smarts. And there's relationship smarts. No matter what smarts or lack of smarts you have, you're welcome here. Now, we're going to try to help people not be stupid, okay? But even well-educated people can be stupid. And we're going to try to help not do that. Glad I didn't see who that was. Okay, if you public school, if you private school, if you homeschool, you are welcome here. I'm talking to the kids, and I'm talking to the parents. You are welcome here. If you're a Texan or not, American or not, you are welcome here. Now, if you would excuse me just a minute, I need to say something to like four or five of us. There are Americans that are not Texans. Okay. Just thought I should clarify that. But whether you're an American or not, or a Texan or not, you are welcome here. If you are progressive in your views of spiritual matters or conservative in your views of spiritual matters, you are welcome here. Now, we will work with you and try to help you not hurt other people and may work with you in a variety of ways, but there's room for you. And sometimes you may perceive that everybody else is the other and therefore you feel like you don't really fit. I've felt that feeling. So I want you to know that you are welcome. If you have conquered most of your sins, or if you are struggling with sin, you are welcome here. You don't have to have all your sins conquered to be a part of this church, or there would be no church. Okay? But I want to say that especially because sometimes when we're struggling with sin, we feel so ashamed, and we feel like we don't fit, or we don't belong. That's going to make matters worse. You are welcome here, and we will try to help you. If you've conquered all of your sins, I don't know if you're welcome here. You got a problem if you think you've conquered them all. No matter what your personality, if you are a lion, a beaver, a golden retriever, or an otter, you are welcome here. If you are red or blue or green or yellow, you are welcome here. If you are an extrovert or an introvert, you are welcome here. If you're a people person or a task person, you are welcome here. If you're emotional or logical, you're welcome here. Do y'all want me to go through all 16 of the Myers-Briggs types? Whatever your initials are, you're welcome here, okay? All kinds. If you are rejoicing or weeping, you are welcome here. Now, in our assemblies, we try to make them kind of uplifting, and if you're weeping, you may feel like you don't fit. I'm going to talk to those people. But you're welcome no matter where you're at. And it's also true whether you're married or not, children or not, widowed or not, divorced or not, want to have children but can't, have children but wish you didn't. You're welcome no matter where you're at. And I could list 1,000 other things. You are welcome to walk with us. Okay? Now, I want to make one caveat. We are walking toward God. God outlines the pathway. And he says some things are out of bounds. So we must not use this as an excuse for sin. You can't say, well, I am a chronic adulterer, but you have to accept me. No, we're gonna try to help you be different from that. Okay, so we're not doing the thing that you hear on TV sometimes, don't judge me. You know, we're not doing that, but we are saying that if you have come to Christ, you are part of the body and you are welcome. Now, sometimes people feel superior. This is those people I was talking about. If you can't read that, it says, I'm not arrogant, I'm just better than you. Sometimes we have an attitude that because of what I am, I'm better than people who are different from me. Don't do that. Don't take that attitude. Verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. That is not an appropriate attitude in the body of Christ. And if you have that attitude, stop it, okay? To quote a great theologian, just stop it. Don't have that attitude. Anything that you have, you received. Now, you may have been responsible, but you didn't get where you are without God's help and without people's help. So there's nothing for you to brag about. You are not superior, and so don't have that kind of attitude. So we've got these differences among us, but we've also got the sameness, and yet it's our differences a lot of times that make us feel inferior or feel like we don't fit. And I'm trying to say the truth of God is you do fit. And I want to point out one other thing that is said here. Look at verse 24 in the middle of 24. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it. God has made a decree. It's just, he's God. He's allowed to just say stuff and it's true. And he says, I'm putting greater honor on the parts that lack it. And our part is to act accordingly, keep reading, so that there should be no division in the body, but that all its parts should have equal concern for one another. By decree of God, there is special honor on the parts that we may want to say aren't as important as the other parts. God says they are especially important. And we act on the truth of God by showing equal concern for all the body parts. And so if one part suffers, we all suffer. If one part is honored, we all rejoice. Don't dare pay more attention to the cool parts of the body than the parts that you think are uncool. That violates the will of God. So the message this morning is you're welcome. Now, I've got to confess that I personally and we collectively do not measure up to God's ideal. I'm sorry, but we don't. But as a leader of the church, we endorse what God says. And I want to say publicly that we endorse the truth here that you belong and you are welcome. And if you feel like you don't, I want to encourage you to believe the truth of God. If you feel like others are not important, we will be talking to you. But in spite of that, I want to encourage us all to believe the truth of God. You fit. You belong. You're welcome. And if you want to talk to somebody about any of those attitudes or anything else going on with you, we have some shepherds and their wives at the back that you can talk to and pray with. Now, while we sing. Mm-hmm.